Chapter 41. Then as far around the corner as he could reach with his hands conveniently, he made an effort to stretch, yet a little farther to the right, and at that moment, not 20 yards away, a human hand, holding a candle, appeared from behind a rock. Tom lifted up a glorious shout, and instantly that H, and was followed by the body it belonged to Injun Joe's. Tom was paralyzed. He could not move. He was vastly gratified the next moment, to see the Painyard take to his heels, and get himself out of sight. Tom wondered that Joe had not recognized his voice, and come over, and killed him for testifying in court. But the echoes must have disguised the voice. Without doubt, that was it, he reasoned. Tom's fright weakened every muscle in his body. He said to himself that, if he had strength enough to get back to the spring, he would stay there, and nothing should tempt him to run the risk of meeting Injun Joe again. He was careful to keep from Becky what it was he had seen. He told her he had only shouted her luck. But hunger and wretchedness rise superior to fears, in the long run. Another tedious wait at the spring, and another long sleep brought changes. The children awoke tortured with a raging hunger. Tom believed that it must be Wednesday or Thursday, or even Friday or Saturday now, and that the search had been given over. He proposed to explore another passage. He felt willing to risk Injun Joe and all other terrors. But Becky was very weak. As he had sunk into a dreary apathy, and would not be roused. She said she would wait now, where she was, and die it would not be long. She told Tom to go with the kite line and explore if he chose, but she implored him to come back every little while, and speak to her, and she made him promise that, when the awful time came, he would stay by her, and hold her hand until all was over. Tom kissed her, with a choking sensation in his throat, and made a show of being confident of finding the searchers, or an escape from the cave. Then he took the kite line in his hand, and went groping down one of the passages on his hands and knees, distressed with hunger and sick with bodings of coming doom. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.